Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, a day when we try to do less editing and more just one take. How are you doing on your memory verses? Have you written them out or used different modes to help you memorize? Do you remember what each verse starts with? It starts with the three-letter word for. For I am not ashamed of what? The gospel. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First, you know, you're right, to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from when? From first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Do you remember where that passage is found? The righteous will live by faith? Yes, in Habakkuk chapter 2, which we read on Saturday as one of our supporting passages for the book of Romans. Today, we're going to be reading Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And here, Paul is placing himself in the listener's shoes. He has just come down really hard about circumcision, that what really matters is circumcision of the heart. So Jews are probably asking this question, well, of what benefit is it then to be a Jew? And Paul says, don't think I'm saying being a Jew is worthless. It is not. He's going to tell the Jewish people who have come to faith that really the most important part of being a Jew is it's about being a part of the covenant people who received the scriptures. The same scriptures who taught us from beginning to end about this Messiah who was to come. So in this passage today in verses 1 through 8, there's like this question and answer session and question and answer. And Paul is really trying to put himself in the shoes of those who are listening. Starting in verse 1, I'm reading in the English Standard Version. Then what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? By no means. Let God be true, though everyone were a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God, what shall we say? That God is unrighteous to inflict wrath on us? I speak in a human way. By no means. For then, how could God judge the world? But if through me lie God's truth abounds to his glory. Now let me start that over. But if through my lie God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come? As some people slanderously charge us with saying, their condemnation is just. This is an argument that comes up again in Romans chapter 6, where Paul says, are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? No, we are not to sin more so that God has to show more grace. This is not the right way to go. What we're supposed to do is fix our eyes on Jesus and be mindful of the great grace that we have received through his death and resurrection. All right, let's move on over now to Psalm 11. This is entitled, The Lord is in His Holy Temple. It reminds us that God is our secure refuge when the world's foundations are shaky. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrows to the string, to shoot in the dark at the upright of heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, His eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but His soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let Him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold His face. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Our blessing for this week comes from 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And I pray this over you, over your church, over your home, your extended relationships, your work relationships. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else. Lord, would you make our love increase? And would you make us mindful of your grace today? I'm going to read a prayer from one of my favorite prayer books. If you're just now joining us, you'll not know that one of my favorite prayer books is A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey, but it comes up often in our prayer time. And today I want to read from the 21st day, the morning prayer. And then I'll end with the great benediction that we have from our former resident theologian, Dr. William Hull. Will you pray with me? O Holy Spirit, visit my soul and stay within me all day. Inspire all my thoughts. Pervade all my imaginations. Suggest all my decisions. Make your home in the most secret place of my will and inspire all of my actions. Be with me in my silence and in my speech, in my hurry and in my leisure, in company and in solitude, in the freshness of the morning and in the weariness of the evening, and give me grace at all times to rejoice in the comforting mystery of your companionship. My heart an altar, and thy love the flame. O Spirit unseen, be with me today wherever I go, but also stay with me when I'm at home and among my family. Do not let me fail to show those nearest me the sympathy and consideration that you graciously help me to show other people. Do not let me refuse to show those closest to me the courtesy and kindness which I would show to strangers. Let charity begin at home today. Give me a special sense of your nearness to me, O God, in all the times I devote to private prayer, to sharing in public worship, or in receiving the Blessed Sacrament through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up all your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.